Welcome to the 45th Res Ed podcast produced by Media Snackers with Global Kids. This one is slightly different than the usual podcasts, and you'll get an understanding and idea what I'm on about once we get into it.
Welcome to the In Focus session, this time turning the podcast all around and focusing on the members behind ResEd, which is the Global Kids guys. We've got Rick, Barry and Amira. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Wicked. This is obviously a little bit different because usually you guys are the one doing interviewing with me as well. So I'm going to
interview. I know, it's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
I don't get it. I don't understand. How are we not asking the questions? How did we lose control?
Sometimes it happens for the best, let it alone.
So DK, how was it interviewing us today?
It was fantastic. now settle down and let us get going. So come on then, guys. From your perspective as the guys behind ResEd, what has been your highs and lows the last couple of years?
I think this is Barry. I think for me, one of the most exciting things about ResEd hasn't been so much the numbers of people who have come in. I think we just reached over 3,000 registered members, but more importantly, what they have done on the site. I mean, in the beginning, clearly, we were doing everything we could to push content and try and frame what ResEd was about and what it meant to be thinking about cross virtual worlds, what it meant to be using these spaces for learning and to have people be raising issues and really digging deep into what they cared about. And so while we were putting stuff out there, what we really wanted was to shut up and let everyone else talk. And I'd say about halfway, about 8 months ago, 9 months ago, that was when we really saw that without us doing anything, every day we saw new content on the site, new groups being created, new discussions being raised, people posting about conferences, and then people reporting back to us that was the stuff that they were looking to ResEd for, places to talk about issues that were important to them, places to find advice about how to do their work, learning about what events were going on. And that's when I think we realized that we really had something that was giving people what they were looking for.
Yeah, I think that with this broad expertise across the site, we get to hear from a lot of different pockets. And I think that's a really good thing, given that it's a really emerging field. You know, there isn't necessarily the sound expertise that you can look to for virtual worlds and learning. And so as a community, we've been able to provide our own worked examples, our own best practices. And that's really allowed to, you know, inform the work of so many others that are thinking about, you know, innovative ways to utilize these new spaces. We're hearing a lot of the kind of feedback that says, you know, I didn't think I could actually do this with my students, but then just being able to point people into the direction of something like ResEd, a hub that actually exists and, you know, is well established, made it a lot easier for me to go to a superintendent or a teacher or a parent and say, you know, this is where some serious learning is happening.
Yeah, and this is Rick. I totally agree with all those points. And I think one thing about ResEd that's been really great to see is how much it has felt kind of an emotional need, I guess you would say, for a lot of the people who've been working in this field, because a lot of these people are kind of lone wolves in their, you know, at their schools or in their organizations, creating these innovative projects, but don't have a whole lot of, like, support necessarily internally. So seeing them come together both at the real life events that we've held as well as the virtual events and seeing how much they get, like, just emotionally being around each other and supporting each other and kind of cheering each other on has been really, really cool to see. And just from a kind of selfish note, I just think it's great when I get to learn about all these great technologies and applications that other people are doing out there that I would have never found out about unless we'd had this ResEd community to kind of bring together somebody who's doing an amazing digital whiteboard project in Kansas, or someone who's using World of Warcraft in classrooms to get kids engaged, or, you know, someone who's created a King Tut exhibit using OpenSim to get people to be able to walk through these ancient ruins. Like, this is amazing stuff, and we get to be in the front watching people talk about it with each other.
And I guess one of the reasons why we're turning the focus a little bit on you guys is because the next step, the next involvement, if you like, of ResEd is a little bit of a transition now. Does someone want to tell us a little bit about what's going to happen with the future now of ResEd?
Well, I can start by just saying in general, most people might not have been aware, given what is this, our 45th podcast, that we've actually been in beta all this time, that we always knew we were just trying to feel out what was possible in this space and how to use digital media to help support an emerging field. And we think we're now ready to transition. Amira?
Yeah, so if you're at the Res Ed site today, you'll see that it's completely different than what it looked like last week. We've completely redesigned and redeveloped the website. So it should work a lot easier for you. You should be able to kind of get in there and see what you need. And the design, we think, is pretty snazzy as well. So we're moving not only towards redeveloping the site so that it is functionally a nice asset for you all, but also we're going to kind of work towards, of course, continuing to be really involved in Res Ed, but seeing how much of the community can kind of step up and take the lead in really moderating discussions and continuing to provide content on this. Our goal going into this back in March of 2008 was that it's a community-based online space. You know, it's not us managing from the top down necessarily. And so we're really excited to see people kind of step up and continue to post events that are going on or job openings at their universities or best practices, continue to use the space for library resources or to post their videos and photos of the work that they're doing. I mean, space is thriving. Just this week, you know, we had 48 new people join, and they're continuing to put a lot of really nice, interesting content that we haven't seen before up on the site. So we're looking forward to that come January.
So let me ask Rick, because he didn't answer then, so I'll turn it on him. What does that actually mean when you talk about, no worries, the community taking more of a role?
Well, I think that's up to the folks who are most active on Res Ed to decide. And there's going to be a lot of different ways that they can engage. And I think that's the beauty of the social network that we've created, is that there's, you know, they can be posting to the blogs, they can be posting to the forums, they can be creating groups, they can be inviting in their colleagues from other institutions. So I think it's still an open conversation about how people want to move forward. And it's a conversation that, frankly, we really think needs to happen. And you know, we've kind of been pushing this rock up a hill, and we really think that other folks are well positioned, I think, to keep it going and to kind of take us to the next level in this field, which I think is becoming much more in the public consciousness and much more accepted, but there's still a lot more work to be done.
And of course, none of this would have been possible without the support of the MacArthur Foundation, their forward-thinking interest in digital media and learning, and specifically in this area, the potential role of virtual worlds, both in learning around philanthropy and society in general. Their work has been seminal in not just supporting work within MacArthur grantees, but helping other foundations and other both corporate and public interests think about not just the commercial aspects of virtual worlds, which we've all heard quite a bit about, but the things that have, in many ways, some deeper, more lasting impact. And we hope Res Ed, in her beta period, has been able to shed some light on what's possible in this area and give examples for people to look at. And we hope as we transition to the next phase, it continues to do that and continue to be of service to the fields of digital media and learning as we continue to explore what the potential can be for virtual worlds.
And from my perspective personally, I just want to thank you guys for allowing me to come and play on Res Ed, and I'm looking forward to someone picking up the gauntlet that is the podcasting stuff and continue creating these resources that are beautiful pieces of audio stuff that other people can tap into and all the ideas there. So thank you guys.
Well, you're welcome. And DK, we could not have done it without you. You were one of the first voices of Res Ed, so thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys, thanks for your time, and let's crack on with the rest of the podcast.
Thanks. We better before we start crying. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the final Res Ed community podcast for 2009.
Woohoo!
I'm Amira with Global Kids, and I'm joined by Barry Joseph.
Hi, everybody.
And we're excited about this month's call, which will have Res Ed community members talking not only about the past Res Ed for the last year and a half, but the future as well.
That's right. Rather than just have a in dialogue where we're bringing resources to the community, we thought this time we would focus attention on the community itself.
Exactly. So let's get right into it. If we could hear from those that are on the call today. First off, Jeremy, you want to introduce yourself? Let us know where you are and what brought you to Res Ed?
Yes, my name is Jeremy Coaster. I live in San Antonio, Texas. What brought me to Res Ed was really the awesome people. You know, one of the things I've always felt is an indicator of how awesome something is the awesomeness of the people that are involved, and Res Ed and Global Kids have a lot of amazing people involved, and also people awesome people working there. And I think that that was officially the most times that anyone has ever used the word awesome in an introduction.
Awesome.
That was awesome, Jeremy. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm awesome.
Hey, Jeremy, how did it connect with your work?
How did it connect with my work?
Or your interest?
Yeah, well, obviously I'm very interested in finding out who's doing what and staying on the edge of what's going on out there. And so I just found that, you know, ResEd does that for me, you know, keeps you posted of what's going on, who's out there. I mean, you got a group of people that are working really hard to get everyone that's out there doing things to contribute here. And I think that that's, you know, what you guys are doing here is just the way it should be.
Great. Thanks, Jeremy. Peggy?
Hi, I'm Peg Sheehy. I'm a library media specialist at Suffern Middle School in Rockland County, New York. And I was an early adopter of using Second Life on the teen grid, specifically with kids, and really needed to find a home base for what was going on with not just Second Life, but virtual worlds, with education, with higher ed. Just it was so difficult in the beginning to really connect with people, and ResEd kind of became that home base, a home camp for everyone. Remarkable response to forming a group there if you wanted to get real specific about a topic, and it's become a really, really welcoming community for all educators interested in virtual worlds.
Thanks so much, Peggy. Stan?
Yeah, I'm Stan Trevena. I'm the director of technology out here in Modesto, California, and I do the PacRimX project. What brought me to ResEd, I was a fan of work with Global Kids, and that was actually the inspiration that got my project started. And when ResEd started, it was at the perfect time. It was at a point where the early adopters had their projects going, more people were coming into this area, and there was a great need for a place to build a community around this technology. And ResEd came out right at that moment and took off, and you know, the membership now shows that there was a need, and that need's going to continue to grow as more people enter into this field.
Yeah, I agree. Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Sabine Reljit. I'm a doctoral candidate at San Diego State University and the University of San Diego. How I got to ResEd was simply actually came out of my dissertation work. I'm doing social presence in virtual environments, and specifically how to train educators on immediacy and gestures specifically. And ResEd, I would echo what has been done so far, is ResEd has been this hub to go to meet the people who are in this virtual environment for learning. And that was something very new and very, this community was very needed, especially at that time when everybody is getting into it and not knowing how to get in touch with other colleagues and other researchers. And so I created my group there, the social presence in Second Life, and it started from there. And then ResEd just helped promote what I was doing, and I was just amazed with the generosity of all the members at ResEd in Second Life. The educator community in Second Life is incredibly generous, but you see this in ResEd, and ResEd has made it easier to see everything that's being done, because it's so easy to be focused on its, you know, on my own work and not seeing what's being done out there.
Thank you, Sabine.
Sure.
Excellent. Yeah, I agree with that. This is Lucas Gillespie, and I am I'm an instructional technology coordinator in Pender County Schools in southeastern North Carolina, and I am heading up the World of Warcraft project in school, World of Warcraft in school project rather, and one of the things that I've noticed about the ResEd community that's just been awesome is that they're really good sounding board. There's people with lots of interest in a variety of areas, and so it's really neat that that I can go there, since kind of post an idea about something we're thinking about doing with a project after school with the kids, and then these guys just kind of come around you, and they will just jump right in and share their ideas. It's also been a great place to kind of help promote the project, because once we kind of went on there and began to Peggy and I both have kind of worked there to kind of talk about what we're doing, and these folks have kind of spread the word from there on out to their networks, and so it's been a really good place for networking as well.
Oh, this is, I totally agree. And the really cool thing about Res Ed is that when Lucas and I had this idea, one of the, you know, he put the blog up, he created a fantastic wiki where the curriculum is being developed collaboratively, but when we went to Res Ed and formed the WOW in School group that we really got a lot of interest rolling. And on that same point, at the conference, the NEP conference this year, there was somebody presenting on grants in Second Life. And while she was presenting, I created a group in Res Ed for grants in Second Life that within minutes had like 35 members. So it's the community is there, it's spreading, it's growing, it's flourishing.
Nice. Does anyone else want to jump in with any other ways that they've used Res Ed that's been useful for them in their work or in the field that they didn't mention in the, during
well, one,
the question?
One thing, this is Stan, one thing that I use it for is I get a lot of people asking me how to get into this, how to start. And it's great to just be able to give them the address to Res Ed and say you need to join this community and get involved and talk to other people. And Res Ed, back when Peggy and I, because I followed a couple months after Peggy kicking off her project with our project, back then there was nothing that we could reference with our school board or with our bosses to really show that other people were doing this. And to have something like Res Ed that you can point a person to and say, here's everything you need and all the people you need to network with. They can grab onto that. They can grab what they need. They can get a Res Ed report. They can pull stuff from the forums, and it gives them all the ammunition they need to go in and present their project and get and justify that it's not just them stepping out into this unknown, but there are other people that are doing this.
And also, you know, the people that have been featured on Res Ed, I think it's wonderful to note that there have been luminaries, but there have also been regular people in the classroom, practitioners. And the community is made up of all those different levels of expertise and all those different levels of, I guess you would say, competency. You know, some people are in Res Ed to learn. Some people are in there to share their experience, and some people are in there to make those connections to move further.
I agree, I'm bringing this back to myself. This is Sabine, and this actually has helped me make my argument on for my dissertation in Second Life much, much easier, because I was able to send my committee members to Res Ed, and they were able to see that this was happening, and there were colleagues, faculty, researchers, there were grants, this was a very serious field, and that made it a lot easier for me and my dissertation work, more certainly.
I
was going to say the mix and the variety is what really gives it the value, because I find that I'm a director for a large school district, director of information and technology services. There's not a lot of my level of people anywhere in the Second Life community, and I've found that I'm able to contribute my view to people that are in the classroom trying to get their technology departments to open up their firewalls and how to get them to buy into supporting Second Life. So everybody contributes something a little different to the mix.
Right.
And
right.
It's a place where somebody who's just trying to get started can go and actually get all of that to go forward with their project and to get their project going. So it's really valuable.
Can I take that concept, just this Jeremy, can I take it just a little bit, shade a different perspective of the way I'm looking at this thing? Do you mind, Barry?
That'd be awesome. Please.
Right before we go to the next question, so we're talking about how Res Ed has helped. I think one of the things that has happened in my life has kind of gotten me a unique perspective. I've really, in essence, left education, kind of found myself getting involved with some interactive marketing and game applications. I'm not going to go into it because it's a little bit irrelevant. But basically what I've found my life to kind of be surrounded by is kind of this bridging the gap between, you know, the practitioners and the theoreticians. What's the word? It's the those guys that do theory, that, you know, all these, you know, these big concepts and doing all this research that, you know, the big professors and people that are just, you know, stuck up in a lab and that, you know, this vacuum doing all these things. And even in my work with ResEd and ISTE, with you know, all of the games and simulation SIGs, all this work in Second Life is what I've seen is that in education a lot of this stuff has to be pressed forward from a grassroots perspective. And even now, after I've come out of education and I'm working in this world, I've been connected with lots of people that are interested in education. And what we're seeing is that to get things to advance, it has to be grassroots, because these people that are enacting things on our federal level many times don't understand all the things that need to happen in order for these changes or these concepts to really that work. The things that we know that are working, that we're doing, that are happening in the classroom, that people are sharing, for them to be adopted, it takes so long for these people to get the understanding. So for these grassroots to take place, I think that ResEd is this perfect storm, if you will, because it's bringing all these people into one place to communicate, to share ideas, to, you know, to get the information to them rapidly. It's like, you know, the concept of what it says on ResEd is it's the hub for all of these things. And to have that one place to be something that you can go persistently rather than waiting for, you know, XYZ conference, or, you know, there's so many conferences that, you know, that try to do these things, and to have them all this one place is, to me, kind of the perfect storm of what needs to happen to get these grassroots movements up and going to really make these changes happen.
Nice. And I think clearly that's a large part of what we wanted ResEd to be, a place for people to come together and support people to find each other. And given that, I wonder if we can, before we look to the future, we can look to the past one more time. We launched ResEd in March of 2008, and we've been in beta ever since. And I'm wondering if anyone can describe how this area we've been looking to support of learning in virtual worlds has changed since ResEd first hit the scene.
Oh, I'd like to launch on that one. And first of all, I mean, back in 2006 when I opened Ramapo Island, people just cocked their head and looked at you like you had three of them when you talked about what you were doing. And
yeah.
It was unheard of. It was beyond cutting edge. It was so far out of the box you couldn't see the box anymore. And now today, I wouldn't say it's quite a staple of pedagogy, but it's becoming something that's very familiar to people. You know, when I present now and I talk about Second Life and I talk about the other virtual worlds that have evolved since, some specific for education, you know, I see nods in the audience. You know, people are starting to accept the fact that this is here and it's something that's burgeoning and becoming much more available for people. And there's enough evidence out there now. Thanks to places like ResEd, there's enough evidence that you can use to support your initial proposal to the powers that be.
So given that context, given how much things have changed, is there still a place for ResEd? We're now changing. We're now finally leaving beta, right, Amira?
We finally are.
And we're not only changing the look of the site, we're also changing the way we run the site. The site has always been a combination of things that were pushed top down, like the podcast like this, the seasonal reports, and also the bottom up, where we were supporting groups to form and contacting group leaders to get them more engaged and bringing folks like you onto calls like this. It's pretty much been more of a kind of a 50-50 balance, I think, from the beginning. We're now looking to shift it more towards an 80-20 or a 90-10 to really have the bulk of the activity coming from the community now that we've passed 3,000 members. And given that context, we wanted to end this conversation by asking each of you, what do you recommend for us, for Global Kids running ResEd during this transition, and what are your hopes for ResEd in the coming year, given these changes? Please,
I can jump in there. Hey, this is Stan again. I think going forward, we need to realize that ResEd was one of the first communities of this type built around the virtual world community, and specifically in education. But I also think we need to realize that as a parent with Second Life, their new behind the firewall version, this is about to go out into the business community and start to be adopted by businesses and other organizations. And this is it. ResEd is the biggest community online. And so I suspect that as we start getting these federated worlds that are hosted inside of corporations, they're going to look to us also to see what we've done and where we're going. And so not only do we have a place moving forward with the education community, but I think we could also be a leader in helping other businesses come into this technology for their training needs and their community needs.
And I'd like to mention the fact that I'm really proud of Rosette. I'm really proud of the fact that you are you're modeling what we try to model for teachers all the time, which is getting away from being the sage on the stage and being the guide on the side. And yet you're even saying, okay, we're going to let go of the power here because we believe in you, we trust in you, and this is your community. And I think that, that walking that walk is really to be applauded.
Yeah, I agree with this. This is Sabine. I just wanted to mention when I first got to ResEd, I was being directed there by a colleague of mine, and she said, "Oh, you know, you need to check this out." And it was really at the beginning, and I went there, and very quickly it was obvious that this was, you know, this is going to be tough to say something without repeating what has been said, because really. This community has been, ResEd has been such an important place to be when you're somebody who starts in virtual environment. Simply because when you're a beginner, you're, as I mentioned to, when some faculty come to me and say, so well, how do I get there in Second Life and how do I get started? ResEd is a place that really helps get beginners started gently, with no fear. There's this sentiment of generosity and work, but also of very serious work being done. And so the fact that it's becoming more and more into, like Peggy said, power to the community. Really, quite frankly, I think it's been there from the start, and this is why this is being so why ResEd is being so effective and so popular, really.
And with that, Sabine, we'll wrap up this 45th ResEd podcast. A big thank you to Jeremy, Lucas, Peggy, Sabine, and Stan for taking the time to speak to the ResEd community today, and a wonderful thank you to the MacArthur Foundation for their continued support of ResEd. If you haven't checked out the site this week, head on over. We're coming out of beta finally, and there's a lot of really nice new features that we're excited to hear your feedback on.
We're a butterfly, and we're ready to soar out there now. All you, giving us the wind beneath our wings.
Very well said, Barry. Thank you all.
All the links referenced in this podcast, as well as the full transcripts, will be available on the show notes at resed.org.